JR in the morning show on U92. I have a very special guest from Channel 2, Heidi Hatch. How are you doing?
I'm so great here on a Friday Eve to spice things up, although I hear you guys don't need spicy and you're spicy enough on your own.
Yes, we are. But the funny thing is, you know, the thing you're coming in to talk about, me and Latu, kind of already know a little bit about it.
You're educated.
Yes.
Well, you are doing a step above, really, the rest of the state, because a lot of people have been seeing my billboards on I-15 swinging in Utah, and they're like, like it was like a four-letter word, but there's a lot more letters than four in swinging.
Because you're on the news, like, I thought it was a total innocent. Like, so when you talk about swinging, we thought swing dancing is what you're referring to.
No swing dancing. I take my journalism seriously, and I try to get to the underbelly of Utah and what people are really doing, talking about, and spending their hobby times. It's not just the craft store.
No. So no. Talk about the swinging thing.
So swinging, I think about 10 years ago, it started to be like urban legend, and people are like, have you heard Naughty Neighbors, and they're hanging out, and Draper was always getting thrown under the bus for the swinging, and I think everyone's always thought it was a rumor, but maybe not true, and I'm like, well, let's just figure this out. So I did a story a couple months ago on Tinder and a lot of married people using that app to hook up and causing STDs, because here in Utah, we don't believe in condom use, apparently.
Wow.
I guess if they don't teach it in school when you grow up, you're
no, because everyone thinks Utah is just a clean state altogether.
Yeah, they're like, well, it's clean. When it comes to I've just kept this at home for so many years, but yeah.
So funny thing is, when I first came here, because I'm a single male
man
living in Utah, when I first came here, that's one of the things I looked up. And Utah is actually from the bottom four of STDs.
Yeah.
So it, I mean, it's kind of rare.
It is rare. It is kind of rare, but yeah.
Not saying that I'm just raw dogging anybody.
It is true, but it was a growing trend. So when I did this story, a woman called me and she's like, well, if you want to talk about STDs, let's talk about swinging, because that's big here in Utah and that's where I got gonorrhea. And I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about this. She'd been married 20 years. Her husband kind of hit the midlife crisis bit. Instead of wanting a sports car, he thought, why not take my wife out to meet some other people, because that might be fun to watch. And she said that it was fun for a while, but she said in the end it wrecked her marriage. She was excommunicated from the LDS church. She ended up an alcoholic. So the whole idea is it's like this fun fantasy in your head, but is it as fun once you're a part of the lifestyle and that's your reality? So we're looking into that tonight at 10, and you guys know that it goes on. I don't have to tell you that, right?
No, yes. We've DJed at many places where, in fact, we've DJed a few swinging parties.
Yes.
So do you go to the house parties, or do you go where Habits or Club 90?
I wouldn't mind doing the house parties. Huh?
The house parties are fairly risque. You can't unsee what you see there, I understand.
Yeah, no, I do the ones at the clubs.
At the clubs.
Yeah. But I'm not against ones. Doing the ones at the homes.
Yeah. Which clubs do you go to?
Can I say that?
You can tell them out.
Well, say it.
It's Lumpy's downtown.
Lumpy's downtown.
That's
the
one. They do one in the basement.
And I DJ at Scally Wags in South Salt Lake, which was where they used to have it at, and when they didn't have it at Habits.
Yeah, Habits, Club 90 in Sandy.
Cliff.
Yeah, there's like a whole. Where's Cliff?
It's the Cliff Lounge in Draper.
Oh, okay. The Cliff Lounge.
Or Cliff House.
Cliff House.
Yeah, so there's a lot of places to hang out. And the funny thing is everyone always blames Draper. But this woman I talked to said that she went to far more house parties in, like, Bountiful, in Davis County, just maybe.
So did you figure out in this report, like, how do you get in this scene?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are either invited by friends. And it sounds like some people are fairly forward. They're just like, hey, you're cute, you want to hang out? And they're like, we're swingers, do you want to be swingers? If people aren't that forward, but maybe they want to get involved and no one's invited them, because I've never been invited personally. I don't know if I should be offended or not. But there's a website.
Oh, she's on TV. She wouldn't do it.
She will not do it. Well, they're right. I won't do that. I like my husband a lot. But swingular.com, it's run by a Utah couple. And that seems to be kind of the main hookup spot where you get your account.
Is his name Tim?
Tim.
The guy who runs it's from South Jordan, I believe. But I don't know his name. Okay. I should look it up. I guess.
Because those guys, the parties I do, they give me cards.
They give you cards. Yeah.
And I remember, I want to say that's one of the ones I DJed, but sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, swingular.com is sort of the place where it seems to me that most people are hooking up and finding people to go to. But this website, like, it's pretty like snobby in some ways, I understand. Some people say that they try to get invited to parties. You have to get someone to give you the address first, though. And if you're not cute enough, you're not in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like once you get to the house party, they lock the door at a certain time, so it's like cute
And
people.
By the way, I'm on the website. It's NSFW, just to kind of give you some advance warning.
Yeah, but look at those pictures. Look at the second one down. Doesn't that look like your average everyday Utah couple?
They do.
Knee
but you
shorts,
know what?
T-shirt, tank top underneath. But then you go down three pictures and you're like, oh, gosh.
Has there been a lot of couples that you've been surprised that are actually swinging? Because all I know is that the parties that I've done, I'm not surprised at all.
You're not surprised?
They're not good looking.
Well, I think there's two types when I look at least through the website. And I don't know how active the people are who have the accounts there. But it seems to me like there is, again, not all bikers do this, but it seems like sort of a 50s-ish crowd who's kind of into biking. And maybe their bodies aren't like top-notch anymore, but they don't care and they're looking for friends and hanging out. Yeah. It seems like there's that group. And there also seems to be the group that you might imagine from the south end of the Salt Lake Valley that are gym rats. They both work out, you know, work hard on their bodies and want to make sure everyone else knows it. So it seems like two extremes.
So coming on tonight.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Two. Yeah. I'll be there. We're kind of the After Dark series when I show up, so.
That's good. I want to watch it. I want to find out how men are able to get their wives to agree to this.
Yeah.
Howdy Hatch, wow, appreciate you stopping by. Make sure you watch Swinging in Utah tonight on Channel 2. It's U92, JR in the Morning Show.